Welcome to the Awake Church Podcast. At Awake, our mission is simple. Know God, take action. We pray this podcast will help you on that journey.
Well, good morning, and great to be here. Man, I love worshiping. Worship is just so wonderful. By the way, you know, one of the reasons why we have worship leaders and we have them up here playing is for you to encounter Jesus personally. That is really what we hope happens every Sunday, that this is not a moment where we just go, wow, those guys are good. Though they are. And man, that is great sound. Though it is. The whole point of this is to worship the King and to encounter Him. So hopefully, even though we are corporately together, you are in your own world with God and worshiping Him. And these guys up here are just helping you get there. They're just pointing the way. And so we get to enter in into what they are. They're kind of setting the table and we get to go and eat with the King. So I want you to encounter Him every single time of worship, regardless of the song or the style. You know, you can just jump right in and just enjoy God anyway. Doesn't matter if it's our very favorite type of style or our favorite type of song. Man, we can just jump right in and enjoy His presence, be changed. How many of you ever been changed in a worship service? Yeah, isn't that amazing? Just by worshiping Him. He is present. When He's present, He does stuff. Right? He does things. He moves. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Man. All right. Well, I want to share a few words with you guys today. Starting a new series. This is the Gospel of the Kingdom. Brian already shared that. Want to talk about the gospel and the kingdom, a little bit of both, but Jesus puts them together. It's the gospel of the kingdom. And so this is part one. I plan on sharing next week, and then David and then Steve Witt will be here as well. And our hope, my hope, is that you will be awakened in some new ways, stirred in some ways, have even just a renewed heart and passion for this gospel. But even more than all of those things, that we would begin sharing the gospel. That we would, through us, have the gospel lived in greater ways than it has before through our lives. I want to give some practical ways as well throughout this time. I think it's going to be fun and refreshing as well. When Steve Witt gets here, he's going to be talking about this. I don't know if you've ever seen me. I've been wearing this for almost a year now. But I have a bracelet that he gave me. Ugh, my shirt's too tight. It's a red one. And it just has initials on it, and it's an opportunity for people to ask, what are those initials? But I'll let Steve explain all that when he gets here. Anyway, just baiting you a little bit without giving you lots of answers. Before the universe was fashioned, God existed, right? Everything came from Him. He existed. That's one of my questions when I get there, is what was it like before you made the universe? What was there? It probably still is there, but we have no idea. Our brains can't figure it out. We can't comprehend it. We'll just start short-circuiting, trying to think about things like that. Before time, before the universe was created, but before all of that, God existed with His Son, with the Spirit, as this family, and then they decided they wanted something that hadn't been before. And so the way that He did this was He began to speak. He spoke. Words have power. And the words of God began to form things that were in His mind of what He wanted to have happen. And He so won with His Son and with the Spirit that together they knew what He was thinking together, and so those words then went out, and by Jesus, it says through Jesus, everything was made. So His words went out of His mouth, And with those words, the Son of God went and formed everything that he was thinking and said. I looked up recently how many galaxies there are in the known universe that we've never seen the edge of it, so we don't know how big the universe is yet, still, probably never will. But they're saying in the trillions, trillions of galaxies. Each galaxy probably has hundreds of billions of stars. Trillions of galaxies, hundreds of billions of stars. How many of those stars have planets around them, like our solar system, our little tiny solar system? Who knows? No one knows. Needless to say, beyond numbers that we can even comprehend are real things with substance that are massive that Jesus made. That he made. He made all of that. Does it ever strike you when you read these scriptures and you see Jesus walking on the earth and he's sharing parables that he doesn't talk about that? I think because it would have went. We were not ready for that conversation. Just brain explosion. But he brings everything down to our level. I'm so glad, really. We'll ask him those other questions later. Right? I have some of those. But God said, let there be words, action by the Trinity to create all of these things. Hebrews 1:2 says, through whom also he made the world. Through him, the world was made. John 1:3, all things came into being through him. Everything that came into being through him. And apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Not one thing. Colossians 1, verse 15, he is the image of the invisible God, speaking of Jesus, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible. The galaxies and the stars, that's just the visible side. He's created a bunch of invisible things as well. Thrones, dominions, rulers, authorities, all things have been created through him, again, and for him. Everything was made for him. I think everything's worshiping. Kind of like we were this morning. I think all of creation is worshiping him. I think the birds are when they're singing. I think the stars are when they're shining. I think everything that has been made was created to worship him. And when we decide to do that, we are just coming in line with what we were made to do, right? It's incredible. But words began everything that we know about, other than God. He was before. But then along the way, as he created, made, and then he formed mankind, Adam and Eve, in the image of God, and then he gave them this tongue and this ability to speak words themselves. But they chose a course that went off. And it's interesting to me that this is really a picture of one of the first kingdoms, a man-made kingdom on the world, is the Roman Empire. It's like God waits till man creates its own kingdom before he says, let me give you mine. Here's what you have that you see and how this functions. Domination, slavery, greed, abuse of people. You know, I don't think the Romans invented it, but they certainly, maybe in their sense, in a crude way, in an evil way, perfected crucifixion. It wasn't just Jesus. It wasn't just the two thieves that they crucified. You realize that? They crucified thousands of people. After one battle, they crucified 6,000 men. You can see that. That's an old picture. Along a road, they just put 6,000 crosses up and crucified 6,000 men to demonstrate their power and to scare everybody else to death. You better not cross us as it will do to you. That was the Roman Empire, how they dominated. And into that comes Jesus. The Father sends the one who made it all as a baby. He grows to be a man. He begins his ministry not till he's 30 years old. And this kingdom that he is representing is one that's the exact opposite of the one that he is under physically. The kingdom he's representing is not ruled by or fueled by the desire for food and money and slaves. Think about this. What did Jesus come with his message to do? The exact opposite. If you seek, he said, my kingdom, all of your food will be taken care of. You'll be fed. All the clothing you need will be given to you. And I came to set the oppressed free. The exact opposite of the existing kingdom that he's living in. He says, let me tell you about another kingdom. And when he came talking about it, he was also representing it. He is the king of this kingdom. He came into the world as the king of this kingdom, being the kingdom himself, and he brought it with him for us to give away, to spread, to talk about, to preach about, through the very thing that God used in the very beginning to create everything, words. He empowers and tells you and I, his followers, believers, those who have been touched ourselves by this kingdom, to then begin speaking forth the words of this kingdom that Jesus has given to us. And with it, the Bible says, as Paul said in Romans 1, 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, right, of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation for anyone who believes. Any person on the planet who believes in the words that you and I share that have to do with the kingdom of heaven, there's power in those words, and that power starts to change the inside of a person. This invisible kingdom becomes visibly manifested in the person who believes. And we become changed. Jesus said, this is what I want you to do. Power in these words. Jesus said in Matthew 9, or it says of Jesus, Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. You see that throughout the New Testament, that when the gospel of the kingdom is preached, there's healing of diseases and sickness. What we say has power. What we choose to speak about, we were created to do what Jesus instructed us to do, and that's to preach the kingdom of heaven. To say, in fact, he says this, wherever you go, I think this is Matthew, I don't know where it is, 12 or so, he says, wherever you go, say this, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. How far away is your hand? There it is. It's close. The kingdom of heaven is close. The kingdom of heaven is right here. Where's your hand? Wherever you put your hand, there's the kingdom of heaven. Why don't you look at your neighbor and say, the kingdom of heaven is hand. Is at hand. Not hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is, he's saying it's near. It's not somewhere else. The kingdom of heaven is near. It's here. It's so hard for us to fully understand, and I don't, this kingdom of heaven, because it is invisible. And what we see, I mean, all we see are these visible things. But Jesus is speaking of a kingdom that he wants us to preach. An invisible realm that we're to talk about. Jesus was talking about it. He was bringing it. He had experienced it because he was it. But then he told us, those who have experienced me and experienced this kingdom, you now share it. Share it by talking about it. There have been passages throughout my life that have convicted me and as well as given me a healthy dose of the fear of God. Here's one of them. It's in Matthew 12, and it says, in verses 36 and 37, says that our words have not only power, but we will be judged by our words, right? For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. By our words. So, of course, when you say the wrong thing, I did that this week, and you ask Jesus to forgive you of words you've said, whew, thank you, Jesus. Those are cleansed. That is forgiven. That is not, I'm not going to be judged by those. Everything that's under the blood. But we are to share words that are life-giving. Share words that line up and promote the kingdom of heaven. Wherever we go. That's why I love like our encouragement teams or our prophetic teams. They are there sharing encouraging words. I mean, that goes into eternity. Encouraging words, encouraging a person's heart, a person's life, sharing the truth of this gospel of the kingdom. And gospel just means the good news. Or if you draw that out, the good, glad, merry news that makes someone want to leap for joy. That's what the good news means. And then the kingdom is the domain, the realm, the sphere, the dominion. So it's the dominion of Jesus. When we share the great news about the dominion of Jesus, there's power in it that can lead to salvation, that does lead to salvation for those who believe. It's what we're called to do, and how we do it through demonstrating, it's through our lives, but also our words. People are watching us. How do we live? That's a demonstration. But also what we speak, what we say. We can have words that can absolutely change someone's life when we speak the kind of words that Jesus told us to speak. And this kingdom really is the thing that the entire world is looking for, and they don't know it. It's the remedy for lack. It's the remedy for boredom. You know, a lot of young people get in trouble because they're bored. So they do the wrong things. They just want to do something. The kingdom of heaven is the thing that we are all supposed to be doing. Involved with, seeking first. It says in Matthew 6:33, if we seek this first, seek this kingdom first, everything will be added to us. Everything that we need. It's the satisfaction of our hearts. Your purpose is found in the kingdom. Every deep down desire is fulfilled in this kingdom. It's not a list of do's and don'ts. It's a new world to discover. It is this kingdom that is alive and powerful that Jesus brought with him, and it stays forever. And it stays forever. It says that as we speak the kingdom, as we share the gospel of this kingdom, that someday, this is what's going to happen in Revelation. It says that the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of his Christ, and he shall rule forever. The kingdoms of this world are going to be eaten up and absorbed by the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus will reign over all, invisible and visible, every single thing. That day is coming. That day we are to talk about, because what we see right now is just temporary, very temporary. It doesn't last that long. But the kingdom lasts forever. The words of God last forever. God lasts forever. You and I have eternal life. We get to live forever. But here it's short. But what we do here, how we live here, what we say here lasts forever too. Isn't that amazing? Our words, the gospel of the kingdom, is what we are to preach, to talk about, to share. It's all the things that Jesus did and who he is, what he asked us to talk about. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world. This is Jesus' words before he died. The gospel of the kingdom, he puts those two together, shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all of the nations. And then the end will come. The end doesn't come. Jesus doesn't return until this happens. Until this gospel of what Jesus has done and the freedom that he's given to us and the price that he paid in his resurrection from the dead and the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us, this gospel will be preached in the entire world. And until that happens, the end won't come. You know, part of us accelerating Jesus returning is preaching this gospel, sharing it with those who haven't heard. Whether that's going, whether that's speaking, there are people in our neighborhoods, my guess is, who have not really heard the gospel. They may have seen some church activity. They may have flipped on the channel and seen an evangelist that they didn't like talking, but they've not, many of them, seen a demonstration, heard the words that are not religious. And that is what we get to do. Part of our lives here is to share this. Our testimony is powerful. You have the gospel inside of you to give away, to share the kingdom of God. They asked Jesus, where is the kingdom of God? He said, it's within you. It's within you. It's inside of you. You can give this away. This invisible kingdom will take over all of the world someday. But right now, we get to share it in people's lives. The power of that sharing changes people's lives. Lord, thank you for your testimonies. Thank you for your moving and working. Thank you for your spirit that is alive. Thank you that you live inside of us. Thank you that you are not only alive, but you're active and that you are working through us. Thank you for giving us this message, this gospel, this good, glad, merry news that makes people want to leap for joy when they hear it. Thank you that you've entrusted us with this. You've entrusted everyone sitting here, all of us, with the gospel of the kingdom. Lord, I ask you to use our tongues, use our mouths to speak and to share the things that you have done for us and that you've done for the world. Help us, Lord, to not be shy or ashamed. As Paul said, I'm not ashamed of this gospel. It's powerful. Lord, I pray that none of us would be ashamed. None of us would be too shy. None of us would be afraid, but we would share what Jesus has done and that he has come and that he has left his kingdom here, even if people don't understand it. Lord, I ask you to give us the boldness and the courage to share, to speak out, to break the atmosphere with the light that's on the inside of us. The atmospheres that we're going to find ourselves in this week. Atmospheres that are dark, atmospheres that are hopeless, atmospheres that are difficult. Lord, I ask that you'd use us. Use us, Lord. Use us in Jesus' name. Amen. You're going to have opportunities. One last thing here. I was just thinking, you know, you don't have to fully understand the kingdom to speak and use the kingdom. You just do it. It's like, how many of you in here fully understand how electricity works? There'd be a handful in here that probably go, yes. In fact, I went to school for electronics, and we spent a lot of time talking about electricity, and I still don't understand it. But here's what I can do. I can go to that switch at this back of this room, and I go, whoop. And the lights come on. You don't have to fully understand something to use it. How many of you understand how a car works? I mean, the details of that engine. Dave Miller does. We got one person in here who understands fully how a car works. Everybody else, I know pieces and parts. I know some of the main components. I understand some of the dynamics. I understand some of it, but not all of it. But that's not going to stop me from today, in a few minutes, getting my keys and getting in a car and using it, right? The kingdom of heaven, Jesus said, in fact, he said this, my Father, it touches his heart. He is so glad to give this to you. Now, preach it. Share it. Give it away. Pray for people. Heal people. That's me and you doing it. You don't have to have it all figured out up here. By faith, just do it. Say it. Share it. Share your testimony. Go flip the switch on. Let his power illuminate. All I did was go and say something. I just loved someone and I shared my story, and the power of him through me did something that I can't do. Isn't that great how he does this? He doesn't call the scientists only. I'm so glad. He doesn't call the rocket scientists, you know. He calls every single person. And we just have faith and we share what's been done for us with others. Have an awesome week.
Thank you for listening to today's message. For updates on future episodes, make sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review to let us know how we're doing. For more information about Awake Church, visit awakechurch.com.